Welcome to Season 8, Episode 11 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Unique episodes every weekday, the entire month of August, and they're absolutely free. Haven't you grown tired of paying for fantasy football content? Those that charge you for fantasy football content are lazy. They do not go get sponsors to pay for it, so you can have it for free the way we do. Hooters is our sponsor. They are your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stack sandwiches, salads, and more. Tons of great beer specials. $6 drinks all day, every day. Hooters celebrating 40 years. We will be celebrating with Hooters as we return with Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Drafts at a date, time, and location to be announced. First time drafting live at Hooters specifically since 2019. If you would like to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Draft League, there is no entry fee, none. You'll be part of the material on the podcast going forward. You will oppose people like myself, Ira Kaufman, returning champions like Captain Morgan from the Todd Wright Tour, Rob Wright, very aggressive player who has won the podcast league in the past, and a lot more. Sean Sullivan from Bill Curry Ford will be involved again this year. Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone, host of Drew Garabo Live. All you got to do is send me an email and tell me you are willing to come to a live in-person draft. I will then disclose the details in terms of the location, date, and time to confirm your attendance. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com if you'd like to be part of a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft League in 2023. Email for that as well as anything else is write.todd@yahoo.com. You can also follow along with me on Instagram or Twitter at ToddWright2121. And on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. So as I record this on Sunday afternoon, I'm turning to one of my sources that I attribute and talk about regularly leading up to any fantasy draft season. Any fantasy football season, and that's the free website for this particular service called fantasyfootballcalculator.com. And you basically put in what you want in terms of projections for however many teams are in your league. Standard scoring for me, half point PPR, there's the hedge, full point PPR for outdated 20th century fantasy leagues that haven't modernized like the NFL game, and you can go from there. That's what I do every year leading up to my fantasy drafts to get sort of an accurate representation of what other mock drafts are doing, because the data is immense. What I'm going to offer you today is, and I'm reading this right off the screen as we speak on a Sunday afternoon, data from 3,026 fantasy football mock drafts that were conducted in the last week. This is all up to date. So for a 7-day window from August 6th to August 13th, here's what 3,026 fantasy football mock drafts spit out for my standard scoring leagues. Let's review at least their first round, and we'll do a 12-team league for argument's sake. 12-team league, and let's see how quickly we get through the first round. If I have time, we'll do the first two rounds today. If not, we'll do the second round tomorrow. Much of what we do in our unique episodes the rest of this week will be based on mock draft data from Fantasy Football Calculator. So let's do this. Number one in their mock drafts for the last week, 12-team standard scoring, it's Run CMC at number one, getting his first training camp and hitting the ground running with a season opener for the San Francisco 49ers, who continue to have a window to win their first Super Bowl since Super Bowl 29. Christian McCaffrey, according to Fantasy Football Calculator mock drafts the last week, number one in their mock drafts. Number two is wide receiver. You know, I talked to you about outdated fantasy play, mandatory tight end, PPR. At least the mock draft should tell you that the game is changing. We're not in that era of running back, running back, running back, running back up top. And this is standard scoring mock draft. And Justin Jefferson sits there, according to Fantasy Football Calculator, at number two. Number two. Obviously, we talked about his production last year. He was wide receiver one overall. He produced at overall 18 last year. By the way, McCaffrey produced as running back four last year between Carolina and San Francisco and overall 12. So McCaffrey, first running back to go, then wide receiver at number two, which I don't know since we've been doing these podcasts if I've seen that in mock drafts, and I sure as hell can tell you in the leagues I commission, we haven't seen that either. You're saying, well, you're big on wide receivers, but yeah, I'm also, you know, Derrick Henry has been fueling many of my championship runs. Jefferson was a player I was big on last year. I got him in one league. I didn't get him in the other league because I didn't have a high enough pick. And there he sits, only behind Run CMC at number two in this particular standard scoring mock draft. So for those of you PPR players who say, well, then wide receivers don't mean as much if we aren't playing PPR, this destroys the myth. 3,026 fantasy football mock drafts using standard scoring spit out Justin Jefferson as number two overall behind Christian McCaffrey. Number three is Ja'Marr Chase. I took an email from Dr. Pete out in Las Vegas earlier today, and he is one of many who are big on Ja'Marr Chase this season. I think there are a lot of, I don't want to call them red flags, but there are reasons to be cautious as it relates to Chase being your first round draft pick. Most notably, you have no idea at this point when Joe Burrow is going to play. So I would err on the side of caution as it relates to Chase connected with Burrow. Remember, it's not like Chase is the only option in that Cincinnati offense. But mock drafts have him wide receiver two and third overall, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com. So maybe I'm in the minority, but I know I am not likely to take Chase in the first round of any of my drafts. And some of my opponents listen to these podcasts, and they can hold me to that. Now, if Joe Burrow, by the time we draft, if Joe Burrow is 100%, and we know he's 100%, then I'll certainly consider it. But as it stands right now with Jamar Chase, I'm not in what's clearly a majority, putting him right up there with Justin Jefferson in terms of draft position. At four in this draft, and we're going to have to factor this in because I can't modify the settings for these mock drafts. So I'm assuming this may be mandatory tight end, and that's why Travis Kelce's name comes up. Now, that said, even in my scoring settings last year, which preserve the integrity of star tight ends, but simply evaluates them on the same position with wide receivers at the wide receiver tight end flex, Kelce was only behind five wide receivers in my scoring settings: Jefferson, Adams, Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown, Stephon Diggs, and then there was Kelce at overall 29. We all love Travis Kelce. He's almost the only tight end worth even thinking about in my anti-tight end world, because in my opinion, he's not even really a tight end. That's what he's listed at, but just look at the player, look at how he is used. You know, to me, he's kind of a thicker version of Deebo Samuel, especially with what we saw from Deebo in 2021 and being connected to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid does not hurt. Fantasy Football Calculator has him fourth based on mock drafts for the last week. I agree, even in my leagues where a tight end is not mandatory, Kelce's probably going in the first round. I believe I was in the transition spot last year in my foundation league, and I put Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce on the same team, just like they were prior to Hill going to the Dolphins, and I took them back-to-back. And obviously that worked out extremely well for me. I went to the championship game. So Kelce at four, so three pass catchers, right? Again, you need more evidence that the thinking that you have to get your running backs in the early rounds. I mean, I've been talking about this on the podcast for a few years now, and here we are with data from over 3,000 fantasy mock drafts, and after McCaffrey goes number one, pass catcher, pass catcher, pass catcher. Jefferson, Chase, Kelce. Nick Chubb is next, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com, at five, and he would be RB2. I have owned Nick Chubb in the past. I love the player. I love the production. We talked a little about this last week. There are some changes that could impact Chubb's fantasy production this year. Most notably, working with a franchise quarterback, like him or not. And Kevin Stefanski might put the ball more in Deshaun Watson's hands than he has in the past with putting the ball in Nick Chubb's hands. The fact that Kareem Hunt isn't there, I don't think impacts Chubb that much because there are other backs that will be used in a similar role that Kareem Hunt was used. A very astute listener of my podcast thinks Chubb will increase his receiving production, which last year was what? Here we go. 239 yards receiving, one touchdown. Yeah, that's not much. It's not much. The astute listener thinks that's going to go up. I agree. I just don't know if it's going to go up significantly. Like, where's the Saquon Barkley had 338 yards receiving and no touchdowns. Considering it's still Daniel Jones, it's still Dable, it's still Kafka. Yeah, I could see that scoring going up. Like, to me, I think Saquon Barkley is going to be good for two or three receiving touchdowns this year. I'll call that touchdown aggression. Some talk about touchdown regression, namely with, say, Jamal Williams off his 17 rushing touchdowns last year. You're probably not going to get Chubb anywhere but the first round. But I do have questions. I think Stefanski's on a very short leash in Cleveland with an owner who's going to expect big things quickly out of his $252 million investment in Deshaun Watson. Austin Eckler comes in this mock draft at 6, RB3. I'm just worried about a couple of things. Eckler clearly wasn't happy about his contract. I don't know that that's gone away. If there's going to be a hold-in situation with a or some running backs at the beginning of the season, I think Eckler might be one of them. He has a new offensive coordinator. He has a new play caller. Now, clearly, Justin Herbert is going to get Eckler the ball. Eckler had 722 yards receiving last year, and 5 of his 18 touchdowns were via the air. Eckler did prove me wrong. Early last year, he was off to a horrible start. And then after, what, week 2 or week 3, it was pretty solid with some of the big numbers he put up the previous year. Fantasy football calculator based on over 3,000 mock drafts over a 7-day window the last week show Eckler's RB3 and overall 6. Tyreek Hill is next at 7. That would make him wide receiver 3, or if you will, wide receiver tight end flex 4. Hill seems very motivated. I like the Dolphins this year. I know you worry about Tua staying healthy, but I like Mike McDaniel as the head coach and what he brings to that offense. Every time Hill touches the ball, he's a threat to go the distance. I owned him in multiple leagues last year, and I only hope I can own him in at least one league this year. At 8 is rookie running back Bijan Robinson, which is appropriate because I did a non-fantasy podcast leading up to the draft about the actual draft about Bijan Robinson, and I said the fun starts about Bijan Robinson in out of Texas at number 8 because the Falcons could take him. And I gave all the reasons why, and I was absolutely right. And I would expect Arthur Smith to do with Bijan Robinson much of what he did when Smith was the OC in Tennessee with Derrick Henry and then some, because Robinson's route running and hands are more pronounced than Derrick Henry's coming out of college. So there's Robinson as a rookie at number 8 overall and RB4. I don't think I can do that, but clearly there's a lot of other people who feel taking a rookie in the first round is going to be the way to go. Number 9 is Cooper Kupp. What a great player. You know, injured last year, the bottom fell out for the Rams. They traded some pieces off. I don't know what to make of the Rams this year. I thought McVay would step away. He didn't. I'm not sure what the health of Matt Stafford really is, and whether or not he's durable. I would expect Cooper Kupp to bounce back, but I don't know what else is going on here. And sure, if he plays a full season with just about anybody at quarterback, And even if the Rams stink, he's going to give you wide receiver one production. But it takes a lot for me to invest high fantasy draft picks in players on bad teams. You know, I'm not looking at any Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm not looking at any of the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm not looking at any of the Houston Texans. And the Rams might be as bad or worse than one or all of those three teams this year. And that's not Cooper Kupp's fault, but his fantasy production could be impacted. King Henry is next at 10. That would be about the latest since King Henry finally got the ball in Tennessee after sitting behind who? DeMarco Murray for a couple of years. I still think King Henry's got it. Man, I know in my leagues, if people let King Henry fall that far, he's going to be on my team again. I don't see why Tennessee isn't going to change their offensive philosophy of a steady dose of King Henry, who I don't think will... I mean, he's not thrilled about what's going on in the running back world, but I think, again, this may be it for King Henry, but I'm going to enjoy it. I believe he's better than 10th overall or RB5, so I would invest in King Henry in the first round. Jonathan Taylor is next. Who knows where we're at there? But Fantasy Football Calculator, based on 3,000-plus mock drafts, have enough people thinking that's going to get sorted out, and Taylor's going to be worthwhile as an RB1, as they have him at number 11. I haven't heard very much about that situation. Maybe I should be looking closer at it, but as of right now, I'm kind of, you know, staying away from the Josh Jacobs situations, the Jonathan Taylor situations. I'm even going to do a quick search just to see what comes up as it relates to Taylor. Let's see. And the Colts are probably going to be a bad team. Shane Steichen expects Jonathan Taylor back next week. That was a report via Colts Wire 2 days ago. So there is a timeline for Taylor to return. Okay. So if that's the case, I get it. You know, Taylor has put up some really big numbers going back, especially, 2 years ago. So, in Fantasy Football Calculator's 3,000-plus mock drafts over the last week, there's Taylor at 11. If he does return on that timeline I just talked about that was reported by Colts Wire, and I'm sure by other places since Shane Steichen said it himself, Taylor will probably move up in mock drafts. I would imagine he'd move up past Henry and maybe past Robinson. And then we'll end with the 12th pick because I put in data for a 12-team league. There's Stephon Diggs. Already told you, based on my scoring settings, Diggs was wide receiver 5 overall, wide receiver 5 last year, overall 28. Nothing's changed from last year except the motivation for the Bills to continue pushing forward to get to and win the Super Bowl. Diggs won't go in the first round of everyone's draft, but I'd say a little less than 50% chance that Diggs is going in the first round. And if not, he's going early to middle part of the second round of most fantasy drafts and should be a very reliable wide receiver 1. We'll do the second round in tomorrow's Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, much like we did today, using mock draft data from fantasyfootballcalculator.com to discuss to help you get ready for your fantasy drafts. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, celebrating their 40th anniversary. And in honor of that, on the 4th of every month, Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. Remember, if you want to be part of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft League, we will be drafting at Hooters at a date to be announced. If you'd like to participate, it's a no-fee league. Send me an email, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening today. Remember, we have unique episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast every weekday in August. Enjoy.